morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. The Power Hour, thepowermall.com are two websites. Todd told me that I need to probably introduce myself. For those of you who don't know me, which many of you, it's been a little bit. I'm Daniel Brigman, your honored host, and a little tired host, to be honest. But my wife, more than me, has been through quite a ordeal, and we have a new baby, and we're super excited, and we're here. We're tired. A little worse for the wear, but we're excited on so many levels, and I'm excited to be back here talking to you. This is the easiest part of my day right here.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on over here. Let's just put it that way, ladies and gentlemen. Great guest, Pastor Wright, one of our longtime friends. Always excited to hear his perspective for a couple different reasons. He's been to New York recently, and we're going to get what happened there, talking to people. I thought that was pretty fascinating, actually. And he's been studying a little bit about critical theory, not just critical race theory. You've probably heard that, but critical theory in general, where it comes from, what it means, you know, a couple things to look out for, and identification, always identification. You know, he brought up the thing this morning, and he'll get into it more detail when he comes on, but about, God identifies us a certain way and identifies us in his kingdom. And all these other identifications, so identification is very important in how you're identified. Think about that. So when he comes on, put it in that perspective. Marsha was a longtime friend of the show. She went, I talked about that sheriff conference with Sheriff Mack many times. You guys donated thousands of dollars to him to help pull that off. You have done heroic work. It was a huge success. We'll have Marsha again, but I think she said 100, 150 people there. And most of them were sheriffs. Most of them. So somewhere around 100 sheriffs were at this thing. There's 3,000 counties in all of America. 3,141 to be exact. So 100 sheriffs were at this meeting. Many other, I tried to get a lot of county commissioners, and it wasn't easy. This is still a new idea, but it's also catching on. And at this meeting, you're going to see like Gideon's army. You don't need 300,000. You need 300. You need 300, right? And that is kind of what this meeting was. But the idea is spreading. The idea is sympathetic. I've talked to a lot of sheriffs lately. The idea is sympathetic, where 5 years ago, it really wasn't. 5 years ago, I probably couldn't even talk to most of the people I talked to. It's sympathetic. That's important. So she's going to talk about this meeting. Also, her husband came down with coronavirus tested positive for coronavirus. What he actually has, I don't know. I don't know what the truth is on this thing, but, we're going to talk about her experience. She came down with symptoms. So we're going to go over that and also, what she saw at that meeting. The sheriff's meeting. So I think that'll be extremely interesting. Pastor Wright, Marsha will be here, and a great broadcast. We're going to go over some news. Of course, Uncle Kevin's riding shotgun. You heard him. Uncle Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
It certainly is, or anywhere across the world. I saw my wife, she every once in a while, she'll share with me something on Facebook. If science was never questioned, we would still be taking heroin for cough medicine.
Yeah, and putting cocaine in our Cokes.
Yeah, cocaine for fatigue.
Yeah.
Cocaine for fatigue and heroin for our cough medicine.
That's right.
We'd still be using leeches.
And Dilaudid back there.
Laudum.
Laudum.
Well, yeah. That was heroin, or a derivative.
Yeah, derivative.
Of morphine.
Yeah.
Leeches. We'd still be using leeches.
Some people do still use leeches.
Well, they'd still, but you go to your doctor's office, there'd be a big jar of leeches there. What's that called? Thalidomide that they gave to the mothers?
Yeah.
There'd still be, children would still be born with flipper arms because of thalidomide for morning sickness. So this idea that science can never be questioned, how insane.
Yeah, how ridiculous.
How ludicrous.
Yeah.
It's just stupid.
Yeah,
it's just ridiculous. Anyway, so next time somebody says, trust the science. Well,
don't do it.
What do you mean? Well, then next time you get sick, come over and I'll put a couple leeches on you. Yeah. Just tell them that. Exactly. Well, what do you mean? Well, you told me not to trust to trust everything science says. If I didn't doubt science, then we'd still be using leeches.
Or go to your doctor and get a couple more vaccines.
Well, don't. To go with that, Bari Weiss. Bari is a woman. Bari is a Jewish name. Bari, not Barry. Bari, B-A-R-I, Weiss. She is was a writer and an editor of the opinion section of New York Times. So the opinion section of New York Times, that's kind of like the Facebook or Twitter of the paper.
Mm-hmm.
She resigned from her position. She wrote a letter. Here's an excerpt from her letter. And this is important. And this lets you know about these media outlets and kind of what's been going on and why independent media is exploding, but so critical. It's exploding and contracting at the same time because it's being so censored.
Yep.
I didn't even tell you. Well, I'll tell you after I read this. And then I'll tell you. I better write it down or I'll forget, about the Judy Mikovits interview. Here's her letter. This is her resignation letter. A new consensus has emerged in the press, but perhaps especially at this paper, meaning the New York Times, that truth isn't a process of collective discovery. Now, that term right there, we're going to come back to that. A process of collective discovery. That is a extremely important term. Extremely. Mm-hmm. But an orthodoxy already known to an enlightened few whose job it is to inform everyone else. Twitter is not on the masthead of the New York Times, but Twitter has become its ultimate editor, as the ethics and mores of the platform have become those of the paper. The paper itself has increasingly become a kind of performance space. Stories are chosen and told in a way to satisfy the narrowest of audience, rather than to allow a curious public to read about the world and then draw their own conclusions. I was always taught that journalists were charged with writing the first rough draft of history. Now, another important line. Yeah. Oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen, that is such an important line. You know, you control the past, you control the future. You control the future, you control the present.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought that journalists were charged with writing the first rough draft of history. Now history itself is one more ephemeral thing molded to fit the needs of predetermined narrative.
Yep.
Going back to that term, process of collective discovery. Why is that so important? The founding fathers, particularly Jefferson, Adams, many of the other thinkers, they were philosophers as much as they were politicians, as much as they were revolutionaries. When you're talking that level, Jefferson, Adams level, they were philosophers. What do I mean by that? They believed that's why the First Amendment was so important, that there had to be a freedom of expression back and forth so that you could discover truth.
Yeah, so you could decide for yourself.
Truth could be discovered.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's why they felt so highly about Isaac Newton, about the process of discovery and scientific method. That, okay, what is the best form of government? What is the truth that we're looking for? That was their objective.
Yep.
And the truth will rule, and we will sacrifice all for the truth. This is why philosophy, government, religion, the Bible, it all merged in one in the United States of America because they were all looking for truth.
Correct.
So what she's saying is that truth isn't a process of collective discovery anymore.
Not anymore.
The truth, well, then it's not the truth, but that's what she's saying. This process of collective discovery has been gone in the press.
For a long time.
This is why the founders in the First Amendment, freedom of expression and freedom of press, were right, and freedom of religion, talk about that, but freedom of press and freedom of expression was held inviolate because this was essential to our progression, to our happiness, to happiness. What makes mankind happy? Happiness is the greatest aim of our people. This is in their writings. You read their writings. You know, instead of tearing down statues, maybe people should spend time reading their writings. This is what the American experiment was about.
And the press was the fourth branch of government.
And it was untethered.
Right. And it was independent.
It was independent and untethered and cannot be controlled. It was free.
That is
And that's correct. Why religion wasn't a branch of government. It was a branch of, what would they have called it, a branch of responsible society.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a branch of government, but it was a platform of society, essential to society. Read the writings.
Had to be there.
Read the writings of Thomas Jefferson. You know, you get tired of this nonsense. What are we even fighting about? We don't even know in this country. Mix that with, Judy Mikovits. Okay, as soon as Judy Mikovits, the interview was in two posts, two sections, mm-hmm. or two videos, right, on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
The one, they almost immediately killed that. The other one got through. I'm like, oh, wow, okay, that's weird.
Not so long.
So then once we got up to 1,000 views, and believe me, it's hard to get any. This is why it's so hard to get traction. It's hard to get subscribers. You know about our channel getting, we had to start from zero. So it got up to 1,000 views pretty quick. And then YouTube gives us a strike, and then we can't post for 7 days, and now they're starting that again, and they're erasing the video again. Judy Mikovits. Yeah. You know, all she said was what she did at the NIH, what she discovered, how she was arrested for no reason, for no charge. I mean, there was a reason, but no charge. Yeah. Interview's gone.
Gone.
Interview's gone. Twitter now says... This is what they say about the election. People on Twitter, including candidates for office, may not claim an election win before it is authoritatively called. To determine the results of election in the United States, we require either an announcement from state election officials or a public projection from at least two authoritative national news outlets.
CNN?
Yeah, what does that mean? What's an authoritative news outlet?
Yeah.
That make independent election calls. Well, we make election calls.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
I'd believe us before I'd believe NBC.
Tweets which include premature claims will be labeled and direct people to our official U.S. election page. Meaning you will not be able to say it. Here's the key. I've underlined this here in this quote. Tweets meant to, quote, incite interference with the election process or with the implementation of election results. Okay, here is my question. If the election is over, it's past November 3rd, what does it matter if I put on my Twitter account that I think Donald Trump won? What does it matter if the votes are already in?
Yeah.
What does it matter?
Shouldn't matter at all.
What is it? How is it interfering with the election?
Yeah.
How at all is it interfering with the election?
They think it is.
Ask yourself why. Why would they think that?
That's one of Trump's major faults, not taking care of the...
Well, I think the deal's already been made. He's winning.
Yeah, he's winning, yeah.
He's going to win. They've. Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to get into this right now. But think about that.
Oh, yeah.
How does it affect the election if I write, I think Donald Trump win?
Because they're counting all those write-in ballots that mysteriously... Because
they want you to feel the tractor trailer they bring up of votes...
That's right.
...that just magically appear in Michigan somewhere is legitimate.
Correct.
That's why.
And it's not.
And other reasons, too. Statues in Portland, again, taken down. Just in case you thought that had died down. Nah, not so much. Still going on.
Did they catch them?
No. No.
Oh, okay. Well, not in Portland. Probably the mayor took that statue down. Allegedly.
They took down a statue of Teddy Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln.
Wow.
Do you know when the first statue was pulled down in American history? Kind of like this?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to say the birth of America was July 4th, 1776, unlike, you know, these lunatics.
Probably of King James or something like that.
It's King George. It was July 9th, 1776. July 9th, 1776.
And I know what they did with it.
Well,
hold on.
Let me give you the background first. And then we'll see if you remember.
Okay.
July 9th, 1776, that was one of the first dates that the Declaration of Independence was actually read in public in Manhattan. Pretty close to the water there in Manhattan in a public thing. They read the Declaration of Independence. The crowd was, pin drop quiet. They finished it. They went nuts.
Mm-hmm.
The people went nuts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we pledge our lives, our fortune, our sacred honor for this. They went nuts. We hold these truths. This would be self-evident. What is the first thing that they did? Some of the people started getting ropes. There's a huge 2-ton lead statue of King George on a horse near the shore there. They roped it around. They pulled and pulled. They had to get wagons. They got horses. I mean,
it's heavy.
The statue was made to last.
Yeah, exactly.
They built things to last
back then. Yeah.
And they ripped that statue down, and it burst into pieces all over the ground. So why do I bring that? I'm going to get to what they used it for.
Okay.
I'll let you see if you remember.
All right.
But the taking down of statues, why did America take down that? Why did those people take down that statue? Because it says something. They're changing. It's a revolution.
Right.
It is a revolution. Why are they taking statues down now? Because they're a revolution afoot. It's a sign of a sympathy or an understanding of an ideology that exists in the people.
Mm-hmm.
They took down the statue because their king was in heaven. Their king was God, not King George. That these truths are self-evident. The pen of Thomas Paine in Common Sense, when he asks all these questions. This is a biblical plea, like the house of Israel in the Bible, like the going through the Red Sea, all these things. No more. The ideology that existed in a convicted way and about 30% of the population spilled over. Why are people pulling down statues now? In 1776, the ideology was supported and imbibed into the people by their progenitors, and by the churches, and by their culture. Why are they pulling down statues now? Where are they getting these ideas? They're getting these ideas from Hollywood, the media, the TV, and they're getting them from schools.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody who says that those aren't the two main drivers of this, I don't think they've really thought this through. The schools, even more so than the media. A family, parents, a good parents who's pretty good involved with their children, I think can overcome Hollywood and media to extent.
Oh, yeah, if they're involved and know what they're teaching them at school, absolutely.
No, I'm not talking about Hollywood.
Oh.
What they can't or almost what's almost impossible to overcome is when you add the school with it and the 8 hours of indoctrination and the authoritative figure of school, and now they present in this authoritative way and right into the children's minds, and they're graded on it and they're checked on it, and they get an A or a F depending on how they agree with this policy. They think they can. It is almost impossible. Why do you think they're pulling statues down? Because they're that ideology. And where did these ideas come from? Where did they come from? They came from Hollywood, and they came from school.
And the color revolution.
They're being presented to the people in those two ways.
Yeah.
That's where the revolution now, this ideological revolution is coming from. Hollywood and the school system. That's the two main parts.
Yeah.
You probably mentioned a couple others, but that's it. Those are the battlegrounds. That's why statues are being pulled down today. You think, well, it's just a statue. No, it's an idea. They're pulling down ideas.
Yeah, they want to get rid of our history.
I don't want a statue of Thomas Jefferson. I'm not trying to deify Thomas Jefferson. But I don't want things being pulled down either, because it's erasing the idea. It's the revolution towards the idea and the concept.
Mm-hmm.
King George, July 9th, 1776, his statue was pulled down. Young and old went nuts. They went nuts when this happened. Similar to these people in Portland. When they pull the statue down, how they go nuts. Think about the contrast, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
And that should scare you. Because what does it mean? It underscores conviction. It underscores sympathy in the population. It underscores that this isn't just some isolated nut doing it, that there is something afoot here. There is a revolution afoot. It should scare you. It's very serious.
Oh, yeah.
Ask King George
how
serious it was. Oh, it's just a statue of me by Manhattan. Oh, who cares? Oh, those commoners, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
It matters. What did they do with the statue? Do you know?
They made thousands of bullets with it and shot them back at the redcoats.
Some of the women, they saw all the lead. I mean, this statue shattered and pieces went everywhere. They asked some of the men to bring some wagons, and women started picking up all the pieces of the statue and put it on the wagons. They drove it up to Connecticut to a smelter.
Mm-hmm.
And when he found out what it was for, he did it for free. He turned that 2-ton statue into 40,000 some bullets that was used for the Revolutionary Army, for the American Army, to shoot at redcoats. Wow.
Excellent.
Is that slick or is
yeah,
that
Yeah, that
slick?
Is. Yeah, absolutely. Take that. Get getting killed with your own bullets.
Governor Whitmer, who has been real aggressive with these shutdowns in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about the plot that supposedly there's four people? Said
fake plot.
Okay, this is COINTELPRO. This it has is. The fingerprints of COINTELPRO. What is COINTELPRO? Well, ask Larry Pinkney COINTELPRO is.
Mm-hmm.
It's where the government's called counterintelligence program, where they infiltrate certain things and then make it look like something else to demonize what the original thing.
Right.
If that made sense to you. What they're, the people, they said that these are white, four white supremacist patriot groups with guns at, that they were, had guns at the, state house there in Michigan, and that they're evil, and that now they were gonna try to kidnap and kill, or kidnap,
yeah.
I don't know what, kidnap Governor Whitmer.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, one of them was at a BLM rally, one of them had tons of, anti-Trump tweets, was basically just a provocateur, and this has all the fingerprints, COINTELPRO, across the board.
Yeah.
Why? Why is this key? Because anybody who is white, has an American flag and wants the Constitution, and is carrying a gun, is the enemy.
That's right.
That's what this is about.
That's what it's about.
That's what this is about.
And they said that everyone they arrested had ties to Antifa and...
And the BLM.
The BLM, yeah.
There's the two most important events for... really America, America's freedom. You could say Trump's election in a certain sense, not because of Trump, but just because it changed the mindset. I mean, when he pointed at CNN called fake news.
Ooh, that was big.
Right, that was huge. That was huge. So maybe you could say Trump's election, not Trump himself, but just that whole wave of awakening in America.
The mainstream media can't go out and do live shows anymore because everybody gets behind the
right.
thing.
And it's a big deal.
And screams, you're fake news, you're fake news, you're fake news.
Right, it's a
they
big deal.
They can't do it. That's it's, huge.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
So the two, in my mind, over the last 10 years, if not 50 years, is one, the what happened at the Bundy Ranch, because it was the American people against it. You're not doing this to this rancher. You're not doing this.
Yep.
And then his case and everything and the hung jury and the judge telling them they can't mince the Constitution. And the other was the sheriffs of Virginia who told the governor, you're not taking the guns. You're not doing it. I'll deputize everybody in this county with a gun and they will stop you and they will shoot you if you try to take our guns.
That's the way it's done. That is the way it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may not like that. That's America.
Yes.
There's a war on, in case you haven't noticed.
Oh boy,
stay tuned. A little more news and Sheriff, Pastor Wright on the other side. You're listening to the Power Hour.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil. So they receive with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat Numana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your support. Today is Columbus Day. You know, there were routes that were going to, you know, Asia, China, India, all those. And the routes got so bad because the Muslims, I mean, I'm just going to say it like it is. The Muslims took them over and would not let anybody come through. If you were unarmed, they would kill you, period. It became so treacherous and so just plain risky to make that trek that the Silk Road, so to speak, was a bloody red road. And that really prompted Christopher Columbus, you know, to find another way that they could get through that. And that's why Indians, Native Americans, were called Indians. Cherokees were called Indians or whatever. And because they thought they were going through, that's true. But Christopher Columbus, today is the anniversary. I'm sure you're going to hear a lot about how terrible this was. Well, okay. I mean, but nobody else got in the ship, risked their life and carried their butt right over here and discovered this and made a way and did something.
Yep.
Nobody else did. Like Christopher Columbus. Of course, the Vikings discovered it earlier. There's no question. My daughter's homeschool, they even say that. The Vikings did. I thought that was fantastic. Her homeschool said the Vikings discovered it earlier.
And the Chinese discovered it in about 1200. In California, they found a Chinese boat, I think.
Yes, well, they think the Vikings discovered it earlier, but the Chinese from the West Coast. But anyway, yep. That's here or there. Why bring this up? Today's Columbus Day, and everything's on sale at the Power Mall. Site-wide sale at the Power Mall, at the website, thepowermall.com. 877-817-9829. Dropship items are not included. I did an interview, you know, over the last couple of weeks. I recorded a pre-recorded interview and then played it with Al Kapagungan and myself about the water, about the Purify water, and about the some of the water filters, the Duraflow filters. We're getting a lot of questions because of the Deborah Tavares interview. I'm starting to hear rumors, a lot of things about these blackouts possibly coming, what have you. We've taken some steps around here because of it, And one of the things is water. Get your water straight. Purify water is the best storage water there is, the best. We want to find the best, and that's what we want to bring to you. I am telling you from all my experience, everything, the water that we have has zero bacteria. It stores, and you can store it for 20-plus years, and you have some water. I like filters, especially if you live in a place where water is available, like a pond or whatever. Long term, it's hard to store that amount. It's almost impossible to store that amount of water. So you got to have an alternative. You need a short supply of stored water, and then a long term plan that involves water filters or well or alternative power or something. This is very important. These are all on sale at the Power Mall. The DuraFlow filters also fit. If you have a system like a Berkey system, these filters, I don't like to run down other people's products. Berkey has been the standard. Berkey is fantastic. Kind of changed the industry. Berkey is 20th century technology. The DuraFlow filters are 21st century technology. They are better. If my life depended on it, they take out fluoride. It's DuraFlow water filters, period. I know the industry backwards and forwards, period. DuraFlow filters. That's on sale at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. I just dropped the news. 877-817-9829. It's been a while. It's been a couple weeks. I'm a little rusty here.
Yeah, exactly.
And other things on sale at the Power Mall. The story, where is it? Well, you can check out, there's a U.S. government loses landmark vaccine lawsuit at the, you can check out the, it's kind of printed out convoluted here, but I don't want to go into all the details, but the vaccine companies have not been following the protocols for the 1986, exemption that they were to get. They haven't been following the safety standards, and this lawsuit brought it out. Robert Kennedy Jr. was involved, so there's a big story about that. Check that out. New York issues $15,000 fines to Orthodox Jewish institutions over COVID violations. The judge in this case, this is why these judges are out of their minds.
They got to go.
They are tyrants.
Mm-hmm.
They are traitors. To say that they take an oath to the Constitution is a joke. What they said was, the judge in the case said, well, it's kind of a close call, but the mandates of the governor take precedent in this situation. Okay, there's a reason, and the Supreme Court refused to hear a case similar to this. And just Judge Clarence Thomas, on his, he put out a letter or opinion about this that we need to hear this, and this is why. The Constitution clearly protects certain things. It doesn't clearly protect or define other things. By giving a precedent to the governor to have validity to these orders, you are taking a vague, unprotected activity and giving it precedent over a clearly defined, protected activity, which is religious activity.
Freedom of religion.
It is clear as day. Assembly, religion, press, all these things, freedom of exchange, of meeting people is clearly defined and protected in the Constitution.
Yes.
Clearly. Clearly.
And that's why Tom Fitton pointed to the oversight of judges is huge, absolutely.
Yeah,
huge.
Trump pointing him to so the judge needs to, Tom needs to look at this.
Absolutely,
and that's what's going on. They're giving vague, unconstitutional. I mean, at the very least, it's vague.
Real vague.
Vague powers and authorities,
twisted
that these governors claim to have. Not really defined in the Constitution and giving it precedent over rights and protections that are clearly defined in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
That's how upside down this is.
Tom Fitton, if you're listening, go get him.
The best exercise for seniors. I thought this was great. If you're 65 and over, which a lot of our audience is, I thought this was a very interesting article. The best exercise for seniors is high intensity interval training. So it's not like 50 minutes walking around the track is not the best exercise for you.
Yeah.
Going in spurts of 4 minutes of getting your heart rate up to about 80% your max, about 4 minutes and then rest and then up to about 60% and then rest at and keep doing that 4 and 5 minute intervals for about the same amount of time.
So I got to run to my refrigerator and get my ice cream out and then run back to the thing and
and then I can rest. Yeah, then you can rest and eat your ice cream and then get back at it.
And then run back to the refrigerator.
Then take it back. Yeah.
Get my heartbeat up. Very good.
As long as it's 4 minutes away.
That's right. I'll go around the house a couple times and then head to the freezer.
I mean, we're laughing, but this is really actually an interesting article.
Yeah, I never heard of
that. For seniors to walk around the track, you know, that's what you say.
They
even make the caveat, hey, any exercise is better than none. But what they're saying is it is so much better if you can do a little high-intensity training for 4 minutes,
yeah,
4 to 5 minutes, and then stop for 4 or 5 minutes, then high intensity for 4 or 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It would say, you know, 60 to 80% of your, get your heart rate up.
Yeah,
I thought it was interesting.
I thought it was too.
Brain damage from, this is our friend Steve at Health and Money News.
Mm-hmm.
He always sends great articles. Thank you, Steve. Brain damage from masks cannot be reversed, especially in these young children as their brains are developing. So a developing brain, if you cut it, you send them to school and you cut their oxygen off of these masks for 8 hours a day, what do you think it's going to do to a developing brain? I look at these people, especially these people. Go to Walmart and see some of the cashiers that have been there for about 7 hours. They've had that mask on. I mean, they're like laboring. They're like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, did you get, I got the change wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, you know, they're, I don't say zombies, but they're, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, really. Mm-hmm.
I've
seen them, yeah. They're not clear.
They're not spark.
They're not sharp.
They're not sharp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, they're not. They're not. You have a couple stories. You go ahead and share them.
Bombshell. UN says COVID restrictions and lockdowns are killing millions. Must stop. World Health Organization finally admits the worldwide lockdowns imposed by government has resulted in worse outcome than the COVID pandemic, and are now urging governments to reverse course in an effort to save
face. Well, isn't that special?
Yeah, isn't that special?
Biden and Harris, they launched their tour bus, a bus stop.
They made a big deal out of it, too. We're launching our tour right down here, down the road here.
We're going to launch it. Everybody come out. How many people came, Kev?
Not one. Not one person came out.
If you want to sit there with a straight face, and was it, what state was this in? Was this in Pennsylvania? I can't remember.
Arizona.
Oh, Arizona.
Yeah.
If you're going to tell me with a straight face that Joe Biden is 14 points ahead of Donald Trump.
In some polls, they got him 20. In one of the articles, it says that he's doing better than any presidential candidate since 1936. Holy jeez. You got to be out of your mind.
And he can't get anybody to show up at the bus stop.
He probably paid somebody and they didn't show up.
You pay them enough. They're in Portland taking down the statue.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to get them when they don't have something to do, Joe.
Yeah,
they had to go take the statue down.
Oh, my gosh. This is the biggest joke since I don't know when.
Okay, this is just like
Trump.
This is just like the last election.
Yeah.
This is just like the last election.
Mm-hmm.
We're sitting there watching this. Trump's filling stadiums.
Yep.
And this guy can't even get somebody to come see him off at a bus stop.
Yeah, Clinton has a 99% chance of winning the election.
Huffington Post.
Yeah.
Trump has 1% chance.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
That's what they said.
1% chance.
Huh.
And Clinton couldn't. LeBron James came to a meeting in Cleveland, Ohio. LeBron James. And they couldn't get 400 people there. I said,
that's it. Yeah.
Trump's winning.
Yeah, Trump's winning. Yeah.
Trump's going to win.
And 400, I was 399 was his entourage. So one person came to see Clinton.
Latest twist in Assange saga.
Let him out, Trump. Let him out.
Please. Julian Assange. This is interesting. They're having testimony in Spain, and it's getting pretty dicey for the United States of America. They are fighting extradition because they think this is persecution by Trump. This looks so bad for Trump. This is such a stupid. What in the world are you doing?
I don't know what he's doing.
Maybe he's waiting to get. Okay. I get tired of sticking up for him for things.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's waiting until after the election. Maybe.
Probably.
Maybe. And then he's
going to
pardon him and what? Maybe.
Yeah, I hope so.
I don't say maybe.
He should have done it 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
I know. Why would you say probably? That's why you wouldn't say probably.
Right.
It's maybe.
Maybe.
Anyway, testimony is coming out in Sweden. A man, let me see if I get the where's the name here? The judge is Vanessa Beritzer. Oh, I can't, where's the name? Why is the name not in it? Jennifer Robinson is the Australian human rights lawyer that's fighting this case. Anyway, maybe it didn't give the name because it's under secrecy because this is a big deal. Somebody gets up in court, and they to support their claim. The defense is saying, Julian Assange is claiming that I can't be extradited because this I'm being persecuted by America, and this is a death sentence, or, you know, basically this is putting me in peril. Mm-hmm. And the psychiatrist said he might commit suicide if he's extradited to the United States. The prosecution said, oh, that's ridiculous. That's nonsense. They bring up a witness, the defense, that says, I am XYZ. I was hired by the CIA to go to the Ecuadorian embassy and bug Julian Assange's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Other big revelations are coming out of this case about the torture and the...
Well, he's been in solitary confinement for 7 years or something like that. That'd drive anybody nuts.
This is a big deal.
Yeah.
And they're not telling us all the things. This
no,
is just getting leaked out. The name was not in here. I was mistaken. Wow. Michigan Governor Whitmer, there's your girl again.
She looks demonic. You see her eyes and that squirrely look on her face? She looks like she's demon-possessed, allegedly.
No comment. I can neither confirm or deny that look. I don't know what to say. Anyway, she says there's, quote, no artificial deadlines, end quote, for announcing election results. You mean the day of the election? You mean that deadline? You mean,
yeah.
You know, in a timely fashion, the day after at the most?
No, they ain't going to do it. They're going to push it to the inauguration.
Richard Mack went on Mercola. Or McCullough made a big deal about Richard Mack. These sheriffs are the difference between freedom and tyranny. Ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
In Australia right now, you're locked down 23 hours a day. In America, some of these mask mandates and whatever are being resisted. Who are they being resisted by? Why can they not do in Australia what they're doing here? A couple of reasons. One, we got guns and we're pissed off and we have an expectation of freedom. Yes, that's
that is
one.
Correct.
Two, the sheriffs, even though it's a small percentage, 10%, that's not small. It's too much. 10 to 15% of these sheriffs and I'm saying, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
We're not enforcing it. Well, I don't care what you say. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, you get counties and they don't lock down, and that affects the county next to them.
Right.
Everybody says, how come that county's not locked
right.
down? And then the sheriff starts talking and going, well, we don't do that, you know? Oh, and then it starts to spread. Then it starts to spread over there.
And
freedom starts
right.
spreading everywhere. You can't stop it.
Right. And then a state can't lock down a state anymore.
Right.
You see,
one or two
counties. I mean, a lot of these, I mean, Georgia's got like 140 counties.
Right.
Well, most states aren't like that.
Right.
I think Utah has like 7 counties, if I could be wrong, or, you know, some of the Nevada's got like something like 7, you know, these western states.
Yep. They're big counties.
Right. They don't have many counties.
Right.
So you got one county where one sheriff stands up.
Yes.
They can't do it. It's too much.
Too much. Yeah.
It's too much.
It's huge.
They cannot put the screws to us.
No, and they can't put the genie back in the bottle.
No, they can't. This is a big deal, and Marcia's going to be here in the second hour to talk about that meeting and everything that went. Health passports for Ireland, who's next? On August of this year, Ireland began a national trial of their new Health Passport Ireland initiative. God only knows what's in the health passport. It's a big deal. Chinese espionage operations in the U.S. are off the scale, warns analysts. I could tell you that. Just go to any school,
yeah,
and you see all these Chinese students. I've said this for decades. I said, what in the hell are these Chinese students doing at this school? I guarantee half of them are spies. Oh, you're all.
Of course they are.
Oh, you're just racist. Oh, am I?
Yeah.
It's just like the Jews at the mall, selling the sea salt for the hands, and they, excuse me, ma'am, can I put the sea salt on your hand?
Yeah, and take your finger.
Half of them are spies.
Yeah, exactly.
They're spies for Mossad.
Yep.
You think I'm lying? I'm not.
Look it up.
Of course they are. Nearly 50,000 Ohio voters received incorrect absentee ballots. So does that mean when they send them back in, are they go, oh, this ballot's invalid. This must be a forgery.
Yeah.
Is that what they're going to say?
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, I don't know whose ballots. Well, I don't know. Well, I guess we got to count all the ballots now. So then let's bring in the tractor trailer. Oh, I guess we got to count them all now.
Mm-hmm.
This is so obvious. I mean, this is just... The attacks on Christopher Columbus exposed the crisis within Western civilization. Great article. You check that out. I want to get the pastor right. Pastor Wright, of course, Covenant Love Christian Center is the lead pastor there. He's a friend. He's American. He's a patriot.
Absolutely.
We love him. We are very excited to have him on the Power Hour. Welcome, Pastor Wright, welcome back, my friend.
What's going on?
Well, I went a little longer this time. It's been a while since I've been on the radio, so I lost 5 minutes here. Anyway, we're very excited to have you on.
Yeah, you've been out of your pulpit for a while.
Mm-hmm. Do what?
You've been out of your pulpit for a while, so I understand that.
Yeah, I'm getting the times a little screwed up. I want to start. You were telling me a story. You went to New York recently for a family event, and you were telling me. I thought it was very fascinating. Some of the things you did. Tell us a little bit about your experience before we get too far in this conversation.
Some of it, of course, had to do with the going into and through the airports with this ridiculous mask issue, and just the pressure that is being put on people to wear them, which of course, like I've we shared before, and I've even talked with people in church and others that I refuse to wear it because I know what it stands for. And
what do you say it stands for? You're a pastor. What do you say it stands for? What does it stand for to you?
To me, it's a precursor to the mark of the beast. If you just want a straight up answer, where I'm concerned, it reflects control. I believe right now it's at an experimental stage. I think people are trying to see just how much they can get away with in forcing people to do it. In some places, of course, they are adamant about not letting you in or not giving service to you, even though we know that's not lawful. But at the same time, the people that are acquiescing and not standing up, and I believe it's a precursor to that. And there's, of course, coming a time where, there are certain folks that are not going to want to allow you to buy or sell unless you have a certain kind of identity mark. Well, right now, I think that mask is a part of it. I believe it's something that is taking away covering up the God-given identity that people have been given by God. I had made a post on Facebook sometime last week while I was away, and talking about that and how 2 Corinthians 3:18 talks about how we behold the glory of God, the glory of Jesus Christ. We behold his glory as in a mirror, and that glory of his reflects upon us, and it, from our face, is to reflect the glory of God. And so, of course, the mask is there, and it's part of its intent is to keep you from reflecting that glory. It's to muzzle you, to muffle you.
Wow.
And so there's a lot that's involved in this thing that I don't think a lot of people are either thinking about or even know to think about. And I just refuse to put one on.
So that's powerful what you just said. Talk about New York, kind of some of your experiences, talking to people, what have you.
Yeah, well, of course, I'm from New York. I'm from Brooklyn. And in my growing up there, I mean, New Yorkers have always been people who are strong, strong-willed, determined, and people who are not easily put into a box. And in going up there, to me, it's like the whole air and attitude is different. And so in, talking to people, I went up there, by the way, I took a bunch of CDs of some Power Hour programs, particularly David Icke and John Singleton. I took some of Kelby Smith's, and then a message that we had preached in the church the week before last, Sunday before last, with me, because I plan on handing these things out in the airport, on a plane, in the city. And so anyway, in talking to people, I just asked if my lead-in to handing something to some of them was, "Man, what's happened to you New Yorkers, man?" I said, I grew up here, and I said, things just seem different. I said, "How are you guys getting snowed over by this COVID deal?" I said, "Man, New Yorkers have always been the hardest people to be snowed by anything and anybody." And I remember one Uber driver, he said to me, "Well, times have just changed." I said, no, I said, that stuff can't change. I said, man, you got to get back up and get your, you know. He was in an Uber. I said, you got it. I don't remember the exact words I used, but I said, man, you got to get your thing back on here and start standing up. So anyway, I had conversations like that with a number of different people, and I'd put something in their hands and challenge them to listen to it and just tell them, you know, here's a different perspective on what's going on. And I said, you need to listen to this. I said, it's going to change the way you view things if you do it. So anyway,
what were people's responses? You hand them a video or a CD or whatever. How did they react to you?
Everybody took it as if receiving a precious gift. That really impressed me. Yes, it's like somebody's giving me something. And it's like, okay, I'm gonna take it, and that is different. I mean, I've had it down here in Texas where there are people that, you know, didn't want to receive something, but nobody that I gave anything to in New York refused it.
Do you think that's because it's almost like they've been beat down more than the rest of America? I mean, if I had to say, I would say parts of California and New York have been kind of the most draconian, maybe parts of Michigan. Is it because they've been so battered, do you think, or what's your sense there?
I agree. Yep, I agree. And, of course, you and I know, I mean, if somebody is going to try to move on everyone, if you can take down the places where the people are the strongest, normally you won't have issues, you know,
with the other places. People. There's the music. Mm-hmm. More with Pastor Ryden on the other side. We're going to continue this discussion. The identity that God gives you. We're going to talk about that. And also critical theory. Critical race theory. We hear that a lot. But critical theory in general. We'll talk briefly about that with America's pastor, Pastor Wright, on the other side.
We've all heard about antibiotics. But what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Mana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.